Good morning, Tzkul Shanim Rabot, Ne'imot Ve'Tobot. We just began a day ago, 2 days ago, counting Sefirat HaOmer. Perhaps it's an opportune time for us to take a few moments, a few days perhaps, in understanding this mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer. The Torah in two places commands that from that second day of Pesach through what we call Shavuot today, you have to count 49 days, 7 weeks. And in fact, the Torah doesn't say 49 days. The Torah says, Tisperu hamishim yom, you should count 50 days. But there's a twofold command in the Torah. On the one hand, you're counting 7 weeks, Sheva Shabbatot Temimot. On the other hand, you're counting Tisperu hamishim yom. And the Gemara in Masechem Menachot and Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph mentions the following. Amar Abaye mitzvah lemimnei yomeh. Statement of Abaye is there's a mitzvah not only to count days, in other words, Hayom Yom Echad La Omer, Hayom Shemona Yamim La Omer, but rather as well, weeks. Hayom Shemona Yamim Shehem, as we would do today, Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad. The Gemara continues, says, Rabbanan Deve Rav Ashe, Manu Yome U'Manu Shivu'e. Along the same lines of Abaye, the Rabbanan of the Bet Midrash of Rav Ashe, they would count both days and weeks. Amemar, and most important, his explanation, the Gemara says, Amemar, one of the other Emoraim, Mane Yome Vela Mane Shivu'e. He would count days, but not weeks. Amar, he explained his rationale, Zechel HaMikdashu, the purpose and the objective of this mitzvah, as Rashi explains it, Bizman HaZeh today, is only Zechel HaMikdash. In other words, as Rashi explains, if you look at the Pesukim in the Torah, the counting of the Omer was really from one Korban to another Korban, Bizman HaZeh, in the absence of a Bet HaMikdash. The counting is only Zechel HaMikdash. It's to commemorate, to remember what we had once then, which means to say that the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only Midrabbanan. The biblical binding nature of Sefirat HaOmer was in effect when we had a Beit HaMikdash. In a time where we don't have it any longer, it's a beautiful thing to count it. It's a rabbinic-natured mitzvah. And as a result, the specific rationale here of Amemar in explaining why he only counted days and not weeks as well is, well, it's only midrabbanan, not min haTorah, and as a result, that full force of days and weeks is no longer in effect. This understanding of the Gemara, that the punchline is that Sefirat HaOmer Bizman HaZeh in today's day and age is only midrabbanan, is the majority view amongst the Rishonim, the medieval Poskim and Mefarshim to the Gemara, Tosafot here, Dibura Mathil Zechel HaMikdashu, explicitly states Sefirat HaOmer today would be considered Sveka de Rabbanan. If you have a doubt about it, it's a rabbinic doubt because Sefirat HaOmer is only midrabbanan. Ran Rabbeinu Nisim in Masechet Pesachim and Daf Kafhet of the Peharif cites, in fact, from a Midrash, and the concluding words of the Midrash seem to explicitly suggest that Bizman HaZeh, Sefirat HaOmer is only Zechel HaMikdash, it's only Midrabbanan. Ran, as a matter of fact, cites a Midrash which goes as follows: Ubahagada gam ken amru b'sha'asha amar lahem Moshe ta'avdun et ha'eluim ala har hazeh. When Moshe returned to Am Yisrael and told them, you're going to be redeemed, you're going to exit Egypt and you'll worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain, of course, Har Sinai. Ameru lo Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Am Yisrael responded to Moshe, says the Midrash, which Ran cites. Moshe Rabbeinu, ematai avodazo, when will this worship, of course, we would translate it as, when is the reception of the Torah? Amar lahem, Moshe kivyachol responded to them, lesof hamishim yom, it's at the conclusion of 50 days. V'hayu monin, kol echad ve'echad le'atzmo, and everyone began to count independently. Mikan kav'u hachamim, the Midrash concludes, it's based on this that the rabbis established, Lisfirat HaOmer. Let's pause for a second and remember. It means that Mikan Samchu Chachamim, says Ran, as Marish just pointed out, Kilomar, in other words, Bizman HaZeh She'enanu Mevim Korban. It's today. The Midrash is saying that today we count Omer in a way similar to, so to speak, it was initially counted. We weren't sacrificing these Korbanot either in the initial year upon leaving Egypt. And as a result, ironically, we tap into the earliest, according to that Midrash, counting and mechanism of counting this Omer in counting without korbanot, a mitzvah midrabbanan. This is, as I mentioned, the majority view will address the opinion of Shulchan Aruch in a day or two, perhaps, but Harambam, notably, disagrees with this. Harambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Tumidim u'Musafim famously writes in Halacha Kaf Bet, mitzvat aseh lispor sheva shabbatot temimot miyom havaat ha'omer sheneemar usfartem lachem imachorat ha'shabbat. So far, Harambam has just cited the mitzvah from the Torah. That doesn't per se mean that that applies today. But now, u'mitzvah limnot hayamim im ha'shavuot. He continues and he says the mitzvah, as each of us are familiar, is with the initial opinions in the Gemara to count both days and months and weeks. Excuse me. U'mitchilat hayom monim. He continues and he says, and what time you? Then he continues and he explains in Halacha Kaf Dalet mitzvah zo. Al kol ish mi Yisrael ubechol makom u bechol zeman. Harambam explicitly writes that this mitzvah is binding not only bizman shebet hamikdash kayam at a time when we brought forth the sacrifices of korban haomer and then korban shete halechem on Shavuot, but bechol makom u bechol zeman. Whether you're in Eretz Yisrael and sacrificing, and you're the Sanhedrin who's leading this count, or you're outside of Israel, whether you're time of the Beit HaMikdash or not, writes Harambam explicitly, this is a mitzvah ta'aseh from the Torah. How does he interpret the Gemara that we began with? Kesef Mishneh, Maran Rabbi Yosef Karo explains that he seems to understand that this is a mahloket in the Gemara about not only what to count, but also about the origin of the mitzvah. In other words, when the Gemara records, on the one hand, there's an opinion which says weeks and days. That's because that opinion maintains Abaye and Rabbanan Devei Rav Asher, that the mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer, even Bizman HaZeh, is Min HaTorah. It's the next opinion in the Gemara, the dissenting view, the disagreeing opinion, who says Amemar, that we only count days and not weeks, or he would do so, Amazech LaMikdash. To machloket in the Gemara, says Harambam, we're posek like the initial opinions that this is a mitzvah even bizman hazeh min haTorah. How would you explain it if it is in the Torah explicitly linked up to korbanot? How do you understand that bizman hazeh it's still a mitzvah ta'aseh from the Torah? Harambam himself writes about this in Moreh Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel and Perek Mem Bet, and Sefer HaChinuch, who's steadfast in following the opinion of Harambam with regards to the philosophy of mitzvot, writes the following. He says it's a mitzvah taseh even bizman hazeh, and he writes mishoshe hamitzvah. He says the roots of this mitzvah al sad hepeshat lefi shekol ikaran shel Yisrael ena ela Torah. He says what is our foundation, our core? Who are we? Torah. Umipnei haTorah nivreu shamayim vaaretz ukmosh katuvim lo beriti yomam v'alayla chokot shamayim vaaretz osamti. And he says and the creation of existence and of the world as we know it is because of the Torah. V'ha'ikar v'hasibah shenigalu v'yasu umimisraim. And that's the purpose and the objective of the Exodus from Egypt, Kadeshi Kablua Torah B'Sinai V'Kayimua, so that we would receive the Torah and fulfill it at Har Sinai. It continues and he elaborates. Umepenechen, after that paragraph he writes, Kihi kol ikaran sheYisrael ba'avura nigalu ve'alu l'chol ha'gedula she'alua eleha. Since this was the objective, the purpose, the reason for the Exodus, nitztavinu, we were obligated limnot mimachorat yom tov shel pe. עד יום נתינת התורה להראות בנפשנו החפץ הגדול אל היום הנכבד הנכסף ללווינו כעבד ישאף סל. Interprets, explains Sefer HaChinuch, the reason therefore that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us from the time of the Exodus until the time of the reception of the Torah was to show our anticipation, our excitement, the fact that we're counting up until the day on which we're going to receive the Torah, which means to say, although the Torah's reason explicitly is from one korban to the next, that's one analysis, that's one rationale for this mitzvah. Harambam and Sefer HaChinuch continues and they say, even from the Torah, the purpose of counting was not merely and only for the korbanot, it was also to count from liberation and freedom to the reception of the Torah. To sum it all up then, there's a mahloket lahalacha amongst the poskim about whether we determine that Sfirat HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah midrabbanan or midoraita, whether it's rabbinic in nature or biblical in nature. That will have, as we'll see in coming days, major ramifications with regards to several areas of halakha. The most simple, we already said, is a safek situation. We'll have to play that one out and understand it properly. But whereas the majority view, Rashi, Tosafot, Ran, and many of the other Rishonim is that Sfirat HaOmer was once, of course, a mitzvah from the Torah, will be, b'mehera b'yamenu, with the Beit HaMikdash, a mitzvah from the Torah. Again, b'zman hazeh, without a mikdash, it's only midrabanan. Harambam, importantly and markedly, disagrees with this. He writes, Bechol makom ubechol zeman, in Perek Zayin, v'chot temidim musafim, halacha kaf daled. This is a mitzvah which is binding in nature and stature at all times, min ha-Torah. His interpretation of the Gemara is therefore different, and the underlying nature of this mitzvah as well is tethered to, it's connected to, the counting to the reception of the Torah. According to Harambam, importantly, the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer, even bizman hazeh, is biblical as min ha-Torah in nature. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.